Shalom, everyone. So good to be with you. I'm Ricky Nevenace. This is my first podcast for 2024. So if I haven't had the opportunity to speak to you yet, Happy New Year. I love this time that I get to share with you, talking about some thought processes that I've been on within our union with Yahweh and beholding the mystery and the secrets that I believe has been entrusted to us in this period of time. So really exciting. In today's podcast, I want to talk to you about a portion of scripture that I've been meditating on, beholding, and engaging with. And it's found in Matthew 25, verse 14. But before I read it, I want to share how important it is for us to continuously behold the living letters within their framework within the record of our DNA. I do this night and day, day and night, beholding the relationship that we can have with each living letter. And when this happens, so much shifts within you. And one of the results of beholding this process is that the scriptures begin to reveal a greater measure of mystery because now they can arc together with the word that is within us. So in a teaching that I did recently, I was talking about this process within me and how the scriptures have begun to speak to me as I observe them because they have the word that now they can arc with that is positioned within me and within us. So it's so great. And this is what happened to me with regards to this portion of scripture that I'm going to read to you and then talk to you about a process that I've been on within the scripture. So Matthew 25 from verse 14, it says this, "And again, it'll be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one, he gave 5 talents of money, to the other 2 talents, and to the other 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 talents brought another 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness. The man with 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I've gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness. The man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talents in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put the money on deposit with the bankers so that when I return, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him." Wow. So I've read this portion of scripture so many times growing up within the church age, and it was a great parable. I obviously came to conclusions within what I felt this portion of scripture meant. But in this period of time that I'm walking out right now, which has got to do with being a great steward in every area within my life, whether it be finances, whether it be relationships, everything that has been entrusted to me, I have been continuously walking out a process of being found faithful in the capacity that has been entrusted to me so that I can be a good steward of all of my resources. And within this journey, I was really drawn to this portion of scripture. And as I began to meditate within this, there were a couple things that began to reveal themselves to me. And the first word that spoke to me was the word talent. And I thought to myself, let me do a bit of study and engage deeper within this word talent. And I found that the Hebrew word for talent is kikar. Now, kikar has a double kaf and a resh. Now, when there's a double living letter that is revealed within a word, you got to behold the three strands that are positioned within that living letter to then begin to see what is speaking to you. So when I have a look at the living letter kaf, for example, it's a palm, which is one, to open, which is two, and then allow, tame, which is three. So when I looked at the three strands within the word kaf, I saw that it was palm to open. And then when I had a look at resh, resh also has a three-stranded cord, which is head, one, authority, two, fist, three. So when I looked at that, the second strand of resh began to speak to me, which is authority. So now when I have a look at talent and I have a look at the Hebrew word, which is kikar, and I have a look at the living letters within kikar, it's a double kaf and a resh. So talent within this portion of scripture, when I began to observe it, means a palm to open to establish the authority that we have. So that was entrusted to these servants, the opportunity to behold a hand that is now open to step into our authority. And then I began to be drawn to the numbers that Yeshua began to speak within this parable. And the first number is the number five, which is hay. And that was what the first servant was entrusted with, the opportunity to behold. Okay. When I look at the second servant was entrusted with two talents. So now when I look at two, I look at bait, which is house. And then the third servant was entrusted with one talent, which gave him the opportunity to behold the beginning. Okay, this is very significant because when the master went away for a period of time, it gave these three servants the opportunity to behold what had been entrusted to them, keeping in mind a palm that is now open to step into authority. And this is what I felt that this portion of scripture was speaking to me and to us, is that we are given the opportunity to behold a hand that is open for us to behold the authority that's been entrusted to us. And what we do with what has been entrusted to us will give us the opportunity to behold a greater measure of glory that wants to be revealed to us so that we can reveal it here within the earth. So now when the master returned to settle accounts with the servants, I'm drawn to the numbers again. So we see how the first servant who had now beheld hay again, which then opened up a gate to behold yod, which is 10. And when we have a look at the two of the three strands of hay, it's behold to reveal yod. Now, which is the second strand I want to talk to you about, is work and deed. So he beheld to reveal the work and the deed. Now that what was entrusted to him, he was found faithful and he could share in his master's happiness. The second servant that beheld the process of being a bait became a double bait, which is house, and the third strand of bait is in. So he became the house to step in through the door, which is dalet, which is four. Okay, like I love this stuff because when I would glance into look at this portion of scripture, I'm now getting something far deeper than if I just had to read words on a page and try to measure it to my belief system that is tethered to the earth. When we look at the third servant, I felt within observing this portion of scripture was that the third servant had the opportunity to behold the beginning, to engage with Aleph, which is the ox, the strength, and the leader. But what this servant did was he dug a hole and he buried the talent, which is now the opportunity, remember, to observe the palm that is open to step into authority. And he put that, what was entrusted to him, into the ground, covered it, which I feel personally talks about being under the sun, under the surface of the ground where there is corruption. And when the master returned to settle accounts with this servant, he was now positioned in a place of secrecy that is in corruption, so that the master would now not be able to observe the opportunity that was given to the servant to behold the palm that is now open to step into authority. And what Yeshua was saying here is, he said, you should have at least banked with the bankers to get the system working for you, but yet you dug it in the ground, you buried it, and now there is no fruit that can be observed because you went into a place of secrecy, which is in corruption. And then he began to explain the process that the servant would have to walk through because he was not found faithful in what had been entrusted to him. And what was given to that servant was now given to the one that had 10, because there is one in 10. So do you see how the first servant that was entrusted to behold, which opened up a gateway to reveal, which then opened up another gateway to behold the work and deed, which is Yod, he now had one within 10, which took him into the beginning to behold the framework of Aleph, which is ox, strength, leader. I love this so much within our pursuit as sons here within the earth, because we are in a period of time of being entrusted with resources, to be entrusted with finance, to be entrusted with deep relationships that are unfolding within us. I'm so grateful for the relationships I have within my life in this period of time, because as I behold you and you behold me, we strengthen each other. When things happen within your life that is unfolding the mystery and the secrets of Yahweh, I get inspired to become what you have become because you've become it. And in the same breath for me, when I have beheld a mystery and I have beheld the secrets of Yahweh, which is transforming me, when I become it and you observe me, you can too become it because I've become it. So this is what is unfolding within our tribe, within us as the 13th house, positioned within the land of Goshen, within its functionality to serve us within the maturity that we are walking out. So I trust that this was as exciting for you as it was for me. And I look forward to being back with you. Shalom, everyone. Massive love.